Gloria Hicks McLaughlin of God's Word Life Source Ministries podcast, broadcasting from godsword.eprn.us. Today is the fourth Sunday after Pentecost. The scripture lesson is taken from Mark's Gospel, chapter 4, verses 35 through 41. I will be reading from the NIV translation. Hear the word of the Lord. The day when evening came, he said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side." Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" He got up, rebuked the wind and the waves. "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him." The word of the Lord. The sermonic selection is entitled, "Praise You in This Storm by Casting Crowns."
Down and wiped our tears away, stepped in and saved the day. But once again, I say amen, and it's still raining. But as the thunder rolls, I barely hear you whisper through the rain, "I'm with you." And as your mercy falls, I raise my hands and praise the God who gives and takes away. And I'll praise you in this storm, and I will lift my head, for you are who you are, no matter where I am. Will you hold in your hand? You never left my side. You know my heart is torn. Oh, I will praise you in this storm. And I remember when I stumbled in the wind. You heard my cry to you and raised me up again. But my strength is almost gone. How can I carry on if I can't find you? But as the thunder rolled, I barely hear you whisper through the rain, I am with you. And as your mercy falls, I'll raise my hands and praise the God who gave and takes away. And I'll praise you in this storm, and I will lift my head. For you are who you are, no matter where I am. In every tear I cry, you hold in your hand. You never left my side. You know my heart is torn. Oh, I will praise you in this storm. And I lift my eyes into the hill. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. I lift my eyes into the hill. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker.
Has been read for your hearing. Now I want to lift up verses 38 and 39, which says, Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, Teacher, don't you care if we drown? He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, Quiet, be still. Then the wind died down and it was completely calm. My topic is Jesus rebuked the storm. Undoubtedly, Mark, the son of Mary of Jerusalem, was in the boat with Jesus and all the other disciples, and they were on their way to Gerasenes, a place on the eastern side of the Sea of Galilee. Today, it's identified as Kirsi. So in Mark's gospel, it may be safe to say that he is giving a firsthand account of exactly what happened that day at sea. Jesus had probably been teaching all day and decided to take a nap after becoming comfortable once inside the boat. Jesus was sleeping and resting comfortably when the storm began to rage, but his disciples, who were fearful and panic-stricken, awakened him. They were fearful for their lives, but Jesus rebuked the wind, and immediately the sea became calm again. Jesus turned around and reproached his disciples, blaming them for their faithlessness. As a result, the disciples expressed to each other the awesomeness of Jesus as they realized that the wind and waves obeyed the will of Jesus, which was to be quiet, cease, stop this calamity and commotion immediately. Today we will learn about what it means to follow Jesus. We'll learn something about Jesus, things about ourselves, and about the storms that we face in life. We will face storms in our lives simply because we are human. Being Jesus' disciples did not exempt them nor protect them from natural storms. We who are believers and non-believers alike live in a world today where we will experience natural storms, cyclones, tornadoes, electrical storms, hurricanes, ice storms, and numerous storms in nature. And Christians and non-Christians and atheists will be confronted with storms such as accidents, sickness, disappointments, pandemics, other types of storms, and ultimately death. The Apostle Paul talks about the dangers of storms and shipwrecks. Jesus does not promise us exemption from the natural storms of life. We have been forewarned that we will face trials and tribulations because we are Christians. So to be forewarned is to be forearmed. In several of his writings, Paul warned his fellow disciples of trials and humiliation for the cause of Christ. Acts 14:19-21, 30-33, 2 Timothy 3:12. Peter wrote that we should not be surprised when these things come before us. 1 Peter 4:12 reads, "Dear friends, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal that has come on you to test you as though something strange were happening to you." During a storm, yes, we are afraid in many instances that we are perishing, but Jesus teaches us that fear is caused by a lack of faith. Therefore, we need to grow in faith to overcome fear in storms. Have faith in God that he will protect us if that is his will. Have faith that should we perish in the storm, God will usher us into his heavenly place. Jesus helps us deal with the storms in our lives through his word. In his word, he teaches us how to pray in order to be heard by God, Matthew 6:5-8. Pray for God's mercy and grace to help us in times of need, Hebrews 4:14-16. Pray that God gives you peace of heart and mind when you become anxious, so that you will be anxious about nothing. Jesus helps us to deal with the ultimate storm through his sacrifice on Calvary's cross. The ultimate storm is the day of judgment. To prepare for the ultimate storm, we can obey the gospel and be recorded by name into the Lamb's Book of Life and escape condemnation for sins committed while in the body. We all will face storms in our lifetime, whether literally or figuratively, whether a Christian or a non-Christian or an atheist. How should we react when storms come? Should we have an anxiety attack or a panic attack? Or should we stand confident and calm in our faith in God through Jesus Christ? Have you given any thought as to how you would like to be able to respond when the inevitable ultimate storm comes? Have you given it any thought? If not, give that some thought today. And let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, you are the Almighty. You are full of mercy and grace. We have not always come to you delighting in the fullness of who you are. Thank you for forgiving us of our short-sightedness. We are thankful for the writers of your holy word, for the teachings of how you have taught us to pray, for your grace and mercy. Thank you, O God, for your Son Jesus, who is Lord and our Savior. We pray for the lost that through repentance and prayer they can escape condemnation on the day of the ultimate storm. It's in Jesus' name, Jesus the Christ, our Lord, that we pray. Amen. The closing song is entitled, Master, the Tempest is Raging. Bill and Gloria Gaither, featuring Jesse Dixon.
Master, the tempest is raging. Oh, the billows are tossing high. The sky is all shadowed. Oh, no shelter this night. Carest thou not that we perish? How can we lie? How can you lie there asleep? It seems like each moment so madly is threatening. A grave in the angry deep. Get up, Jesus, because shall obey thy will. And all you got to say is,
peace be still, peace be still.
Oh.
Peace be still,
peace be still.
Peace be still.
Weather the wrath,
weather the wrath of
the storm.
The storm.
It can be demons
or demons
or evil
or men, or
whatever
they be.
No water
can swallow
the ship
where I
am in the master. want to hear him say,
it's a great feeling seeing your Chime app notification on your mobile device. When you receive direct deposits in your Chime account, you're in total control of your finances. It's banking without the fees. Sign up with my referral link and you and I receive $50.
What?
That's right. You and I receive a referral bonus of $50 after sign up and direct deposit activation. Use referral link chime.com/R/GarlandMcLaughlin. That's chime.com/R/GarlandMcLaughlin. It's that simple and it's free. It only takes about 2 to 3 minutes to complete, and you'll be on your way to being in total control of your finances. You'll start building a positive reflection of your credit history, and that will really make a difference. Referring friends and family to the Chime family is one of the most financially rewarding experiences anyone could have. Sign up today. chime.com/R/GarlandMcLaughlin.
You've got to plug into EPRN. We've got the conversation, we've got the sports team, and our music and entertainment team brings podcasting to extremely new heights.
Listen in to EPRN.us. Press the app button on the site and download the EPRN app now. You'll be listening to shows in no time. Take us on the go with you. Our app is accessible on all mobile devices and tablets. Or you can just go to EPRN.us.
Your listening is worth your time.
Spend your time listening to an independently owned media network.
Tell a friend and listen in.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, EPRN.